At Stonebrook Community Church, we are finding gospel hope in God's Word with God's family. This family discipleship resource utilizes material from Lifeway's Gospel Project curriculum, which was written and published by Lifeway Christian Resources, used here with permission. As you revisit this week's Sunday school lesson with your family, we pray you all draw encouragement from God's Word together. Hi, I'm Bethany, and I'm here to share with you a brief excerpt from the Gospel Project curriculum. The lesson covers Ezra 1 through 3. Feel free to hit pause and read Ezra 1 through 3 together as a family. Otherwise, we will dive right in. Our key passage for this unit is Isaiah 25, 9. This would be a great passage for your family to memorize together. Isaiah 25, 9 says, "On that day it will be said, 'Look, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he has saved us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let's rejoice and be glad in his salvation.'" The Bible is described as a book about God fulfilling his promises to his people. And in Ezra 1 through 3, we see how God fulfilled the promise he made to bring his people home after 70 years in captivity. God used King Cyrus of Persia to issue a decree that allowed the Israelites to return home. Just as the prophecies of Daniel remind us of God's control over the kingdoms of the world, so do the first few verses of Ezra. We learn how God roused the spirit of King Cyrus to move him to release the Israelites. God's control over kings and kingdoms was even more evident because Cyrus didn't send the Israelites home empty-handed. They returned with resources provided by the king and their neighbors. Only God could reverse the Israelites' fortunes in such a quick way. From exiles with nothing to a returning remnant with resources to rebuild, God often works through a remnant of people, no matter how small that group may be. Once this remnant of God's people returned to their homeland, they set about the process of rebuilding Jerusalem and the temple. At the center of their rebuild, the leaders of the people rightly recognized the importance of worship. Just a few months after returning from exile, they began rebuilding the altar of God so that they could restart their worship according to God's commands. They knew the rebuild would only succeed when God's people turned to him in proper worship, turning away from sin and obeying him. Before the foundation of the temple was laid, the leaders rebuilt the altar, demonstrating their desire for God's people to atone for their sin. Through opposition and uncertainty, they established a place for the priests to offer burnt sacrifices on behalf of the people. Let's pray together. Gracious God, we thank you for faithfully restoring your people to Jerusalem. Open our hearts to comprehend your unwavering promises and to discover salvation in your Son, Jesus. Amen. Parents, now that your family has reviewed the scriptures together, it is time to talk about it. As you listen, feel free to pause this recording between each question to talk together. You can also look back at the email for the full list of questions and parent resources. Our three family discussion questions this week are: 1. Why did the people begin to rebuild the temple? 2. How did we see God work through the people to accomplish his plans? 3. Some people were sad because they missed the old temple. How can we respond when situations don't turn out like we hope? Thanks for taking the time to be together in God's Word, and may you be encouraged by it this week. Join me again next week as we explore rebuilding the temple in Ezra 4 through 6 and Haggai 1 through 2.